This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 547 of Knowledge and Destiny. Today's sponsor is Doghouse Systems. Get great computers made by gamers for gamers at doghousesystems.com and use the code BACON for a 120GB SSD in addition to the default 1TB hard drive. Today's show is also brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait. Meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I am your host Medros, and with me, I have Toasty. You've been doing some vaping while we're doing the intro there, Toasty.
What? Oh, man, my Skype is set to my stupid default mic, not my Yeti. Damn it! Okay, so maybe that was me during the intro. Hold on, let me fix that.
The Skype circles don't lie.
Oh, no, I can't change it in the middle of a call. This is terrible.
Is your recording at least the right one?
My recording is the right one.
Okay.
Now I gotta play with my headphone down. Alright. Oh, it's been a while since I've used the microphone on my headset. Well, alright, I'm good now.
Good times, good times.
Yep. Hopefully we don't need to use a Skype recording this week.
Here's open. Here's open. Anyways, we also have no fan death this week. He had other obligations. So we have our guest, Frasley.
Nom, nom, nom. Hi. No, nom, 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 nom. Hey, how are you all doing?
I think your translator is broken. I think you need to get a new one.
Okay, there you go. Yep, I'll fix now.
All right, then. Good to hear.
Oh. I'm actually super confused as to what microphone's being picked up, because the mic on my headset is turned off.
It's the NSA. They're watching you.
Oh, does my camera have a mic?
If you have a webcam, it probably does, yeah.
Or your cat.
Oh.
Or your,
cats are
you? Or your Echo or Google Home. Oh, no, I probably just made
my... We don't get those here.
Oh, that's true. No,
yeah, we're not special enough for
Google
that.
Home is launching in Canada.
Launching, but not launched.
Oh, true.
Just to clarify and all.
Eh?
But yeah, so, interesting intro there. How's your weekend well been there, Toasty?
It's been pretty good. We're at the point now where we're clearing Heroic Nighthold in one night. So we're currently only have one mandatory raiding night. That's Tuesdays, Fridays. We'll farm up normal just to get AP, and we're trying to gear up someone to take over one of our tank spots. So that's been a thing.
Well, you do play a tanking class.
Yeah, I do, but we have a prot paladin. Oh. I mean, it's not as good as the prot warrior. But, I mean, it'll do in a pinch.
Huh. I think you're insulting paladins here.
Yeah,
I'm really unhappy with this development.
I mean, you've known me for 5 years. Whenever I like paladins?
You make a compelling argument, sir.
Exactly. Yeah, but that's actually pretty much all I did in WoW this week. Well, anything noteworthy, anyway. I've done the usual... you know, world quests here and there, and the occasional mythic dungeon, or mythic plus, rather. Spent some time leveling alts. But my week in WoW hasn't been terribly exciting. I think on the two raid nights, I decided not to use my artifact power items just to see how much I can get in one go, and that answer to that was just over 27 million.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a thing that happened.
Yep.
I didn't even get any gear this week, which was super disappointing. Like, heroic got me nothing. I didn't even get any pity items in normal. It was literally just all artifact power. Which is fine, because I want concordance eventually. If I was hurting for gear, I may have been a bit more upset. Thankfully, I'm not. Yeah, that's about it. How about you guys?
Frazzy, how's your WoW been going lately?
Well, I think it can be summed up in song. I believe I can fly. I just unlocked flying in on the shores, and I'm so happy to be flying. It's amazing. It's amazing. Flying just makes it so much easier to world quest. Like, I had like three different emissaries up, and within an hour they were all gone. And it's just like and then like last night I took some low level guildies around and I flew them around to some of the invasion stuff. So yeah, so the flying was the biggest thing, and so now I'm stuck in Draenor because Draenor is laughing at me until I can get Pathfinder there.
Are you doing a lot of stuff in Draenor these days, or?
Yeah, just like the quest and everything that's required for Pathfinder. So like I'm killing everything in Draenor, and like things are like dying within the one hit.
Cool, that's awesome. So nothing else exciting for you in WoW?
Not really. I'm not able to raid because I do ballroom dance. Our formation teams are on Sunday nights, and that's when our guild wants to do raids. So, and then the alt raids on Saturday nights have not been going because just people have not wanted to do Emerald Nightmare. So I'm waiting.
Cool.
Erlina just reminded me of a joke somebody told me. So now when I'm flying, I can be like, swoop, there I is. Swoop, there.
whatever makes you happy, right?
yeah. I'm only like 880 eye level, so past that, I haven't really done much. I'm just trying to get caught up on different things than doing old content. I fell asleep on a Alduar run on Friday night. We get to the end of the boss, and the boss is looted, and I'm just sitting there, just falling asleep, and I wake up like, hey, where'd everybody go? And they all went on to another run.
Yeah, I've fallen asleep doing WoW stuff before. It's always jarring. It's like, wait, what happened? Why am I... Oh, I died. Okay. I'm going to sleep now. How do I died? Catch died.
I can't say I've ever fallen asleep during group content. While I'm doing solo stuff, yeah, it happens all the time. I definitely AFK ran off a cliff a couple days ago. That was fun.
I've done that.
I'm glad you can admit that.
Unfortunately, it wasn't into a body of water.
Ooh.
So, yeah, no, that was one splattered Draenei.
And my issue for falling asleep is the server I'm on is Pacific Coast and I'm East Coast, so there is 3 hours. So like when everyone's up at 11, I'm wanting to go to bed, and they're like, "Oh no, let's keep playing." So sometimes I'm up till 1 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, I don't like that they removed the ability to see when you're signing up for a server what time zone it's in. Somebody actually mentioned way back a year or so ago that they should just do what some games do, which is just put every server's in the same time zone. I don't know that I like that, because I mean it still means that you could be playing with people, like you could still have problems with everybody in your guild is in the East Coast and you're in the West Coast kind of thing, or vice versa, and you would still possibly run into problems with that. So kind of hope that Blizzard will find a way to do that better in future.
Well, and part of the reason I signed up for the server I'm on is because of the community. So I realized that they were on a whole different playing field, but there were people that I wanted to play with, because I found them on Twitter.
Cool.
So unless I can relocate my entire guild to the East Coast, I think I'm, I'll have to...
I think you may be hard luck on that one, yeah.
Yeah.
My week in WoW was pretty good. I did a bit of things, caught up on a few things, and I made a bit of progress, which made me really happy. I mentioned, I think it was 3 or 4 weeks ago maybe, that I was looking for an ability to basically bring all my characters up to like, get their Champion of Legion fall. Didn't realize at the time how difficult that was actually going to be. But this weekend I got some stuff done on that. So I got my Hunter and my Alliance Monk both through their class order halls. They've all both got their Champion of Legion fall. And my Hunter is already has the 7th Champion class hall upgrade. My Monk is working on that now. Should have it before midnight tonight. And yeah, so my next one is probably going to be my DK, I guess. And then my priest. And then I move on to the second ones. So making good progress there. It definitely helps that the going through the steps of those quests give you like 7,000 order hall resources. So the 10,000 required to research the quest for, or the order hall upgrade for the 7th champion isn't as painful, but you still need to be in a good place on resources before you go into that in order to really research that right away, which can be a bit of a pain. So, but got some good progress there. I don't think my DK has any legendaries yet, so I know my priest does. And my priest could theoretically get another legendary in time. So that might be more of a priority for me there. But yeah, I'm making some good progress on alts, and as we were kind of talking in the pre-show, I'm kind of growing a little concerned because I feel like I've begun struggling a little bit with resources again, whereas I thought up until fairly recently that I was doing very well with that. It feels like I'm once again find myself starved on many characters. Almost like I feel when the elite quests are up. Because there are so many high resource required quests that come up there. And that kind of makes me worry because we're at 98% on the command center, and that means another set of elite quests on all my characters. So I have a small suspicion that within the next few days I'm going to have to be doing some major order hall resource farming on my alts to try and get stocked back up so that I can do those awesome quests. We shall see, though. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think I am, but maybe I'm wrong.
And it would definitely be great to be able to like send order hall resources to alts.
Well, I mean, you sort of can, or you can send the caches that you can get to alts. However, you need Bloods of Starch Heirs to do that, and those aren't always available. So it's kind of a hit or miss on that one. I think I've got across all my alts about 200 Bloods of Starch Heirs, so I can definitely stock up characters fairly well. It's just a matter of having the options available for that. So
yeah,
and I'm really wishing that we would soon get the command center buff for the legendary equipment again, because I'd like to get some more of that on my characters. That'd be really cool.
I'd like to get something useful out of that.
I think I found something useful out of every one of them, especially moving into the elite quests last round. I did find that the success chance ones that I think I got more of on my characters than anything else were very helpful in meeting those requirements for the elite quest. So that was definitely a benefit. But yeah, not much to report. More dungeons than I care to have ever done, but pretty interesting stuff either way. So yeah, that was kind of it for my week. So I guess let us talk about our first sponsor, shall we?
So our first sponsor are the great folks over at Doghouse. They make fantastic computers. I wholeheartedly suggest checking them out. I would love to grab one of those systems. The great part about them is they're gamers, so they know what we want out of a PC. So if you're interested in checking out Doghouse System, go to doghousesystems.com, and if you use the code BACON, You can get a 120GB SSD in addition to the default 1TB hard drive. And we thank them for sponsoring the show.
Absolutely. All right. So what's coming up in news this week?
All right. So there's not a whole lot coming up this week compared to the previous weeks. We just have Cataclysm Time Walking that kicks off tomorrow. So if you feel like running some of those old Cataclysm dungeons, feel free. You'll be getting scaled gear for that. And the Glowcap Festival is taking place on May 27th. So if for some reason you haven't quite kept out the Sporgar rep and don't feel like running dungeons to do so, congratulations, you'll be able to pick up some reputation for the Sporgar faction by participating in the Glowcap Festival. So awesome. Have at it.
Good luck. Alright, so let's move on to the news, I guess, shall we?
Alright.
So, for the WoW Arena Championship Cup number 3, signups have begun. The event is a 3v3 arena tournament on live ROMs. The tournament is a double elimination bracket, so, you know, definitely don't want to lose a match unless you absolutely have no choice. Team rosters are 4 players, but you can sign up with 3 if you have only 3. And all series are best of 5. Are either of you guys really into the arenas at all?
You know, I watched them on BlizzCon just because the live atmosphere makes them very fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I know when to react. When the crowd's going, then I know, like, oh, wow, something big's going down. But PvP has never been... Like, I've done PvP before, and I did arenas briefly during Mists. But the arena, my venture into arenas and Mists was basically, let's go with the worst comp we can think of and just see if we can win. Spoiler, we didn't in like 20 matches.
Well, like, you know, I'm shocked. I'm shocked you wouldn't win.
Well, it was a Prot Warrior, a Prot Paladin, and a Fury Warrior. I'm sure you can see the problem there.
Should have been arms.
Maybe a bit of healing, maybe?
Yeah. Healing probably would have helped a little bit.
Yeah, especially because, like, I've been on guild PvP runs, and when we have a healer, it's much better in our group. I've never been one for arenas. I only enter the arena if I'm going to get a pet from it, and I've not seen one of those for a while. And last year, I only watched the arena because with it, I got to get the Patron of War title, so that's the only reason I've really watched it, because other than that, I don't really know what's going on, because I don't know all the classes and skills.
Yeah, I feel like if I knew a bit more about every one of the classes, and not just warriors, I'd have a bit more fun watching them, because I know what's going on, and I know how big of a deal it is when X ability procs, or when somebody uses this, or something along those lines.
Well, and I was listening to a discussion on, like, MOBAs versus MMOs, and they said things like heroes are actually a little bit easier to watch because you have a finite amount of skills per hero, so you know pretty much what they're going to do in the fight, whereas with WoW, you have tons of skills and tons of specs per character.
Oh, yeah, I mean, on my Fury Warrior, I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So my shift, that's 24.
And that's just...
I have a lot of abilities.
And that's just with the talents that you picked. I mean, if you were to change talents, those skills would change.
Yeah, and then you got to worry about your trinkets, too, potions. There's a whole... There's a lot to keep track of in WoW PvP. It personally makes it hard for me to watch. I enjoy the live environment. Like, watching it live was a lot of fun, just because everybody's interest is infectious.
Yeah, it's like watching football, and I mean the U.S. football. It's fun. I like watching football when I'm with people, but when I'm not. I don't watch football. I just listen for the final score.
Oh, man. That's, yeah. I'm the same way. I don't really follow football at all, but going to see it live is a whole other experience.
Absolutely. I'll beat you, Madros.
I don't really even enjoy watching it, to be honest. Just not really my thing.
All right.
But the prizes look pretty cool. So for those who do get a win, that's pretty awesome.
Yep.
And I'm definitely glad that Blizzard's still doing something with the PvP esports.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Big stuff right there. Big stuff.
I still want Tyrael's hilt. I'll never get that.
Sorry.
No.
All right. Let's move on to our next topic then, shall we?
The artifact knowledge level cap has been hotfixed on live servers from 50 down to 40. The devs were kind of saying that they had hot fixed on 7.2 PTR. They had made it 50, but as they were looking at it, they kind of said that between all the additional artifact gains that added into 7.2 and the other things that were hot fixed after the patch release, that people are ahead of where they Blizzard wants artifacts to be, and they and kind of says like they feel knowledge 40 is more than sufficient for players to reach concordance, and they don't want people to feel like that their months of additional knowledge still left would make what they're doing meaningless. I mean, the weird thing is like I'm almost to, I'm at 36, so maybe about a month or two I'll be at 40. So it's weird to think that I won't have any more order hall sinks. But then that could be the Challenger missions.
I read the reasoning for it. Where was it? So in the hotfix notes, they added a developer's note to this particular fix, and they said originally the PTR was 40, but they raised it to 50 very late in the PTR cycle just because they wanted to make sure that people of all playstyles, as well as alts, would see the concordance trait as accessible. But between the different artifact power gains, like different methods of artifact power acquisition in 7.2, and other stuff that was hotfixed after the patch release, they see that players are, you know, well ahead of where they thought they would be.
So either it means that there's more people and people are playing more than they thought, or we're blowing past their metric.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like the latter. I mean, me, like I said earlier, I play for sure in raid nights, and I get maybe a night or two in otherwise. But I'm still pretty close to getting concordance. I think I was just looking at it too. I forget what level I'm at now. I know I'm pretty close to it. I think I only have 3 or 4 more traits to fill out before I can finally get concordance. That's not a lot. I'm averaging 1 to 2 traits a week, which is fine.
Yeah, that's kind of me too. I actually one day opened up my forge and was like, oh, I've got 4 traits that I have not that I have not used. And the other thing I'm wondering is, I know they wanted a lot of AP for specs. I'm wondering if people aren't specking into other artifacts like they thought they would, so now they're trying to slow down, especially for like Tumas or Garrus. They don't want people to be too overpowered when that comes out.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So I almost wonder if they're gonna roll if then they'll increase the cap back up to 50 after time has gone on, because if they can roll back the change while it's live, then they can kind of release the floodgates when they choose.
When they think it's necessary, yeah. I mean, that depends on what they're planning to do with the artifact tree system afterwards. If they continue to add more traits, then yeah, I can see them justifying increasing that artifact knowledge cap back up to 50. But like I said, right now, I don't think it's necessary. A lot of people are managing to hit concordance pretty quickly, and they're nowhere near that artifact knowledge of 50. So,
yeah,
you know, people are freaking out about it right now, which is understandable. They see it as a nerf to how quickly they would have gotten artifact power. But at the same time, I'm willing to bet that like a good chunk of these people aren't even at artifact knowledge 40 yet.
Yeah.
And it's going to take a little while for them to get there. By the time they get there, they might already have concordance and they won't care as much. After you invest an initial trade into concordance, the amount you get afterwards for investing in it again is pretty small, if I remember correctly.
Ridzian makes a good point that they probably chose 40, has no one has reached it yet. And that's something that I saw in a couple of like Reddit comments, is people aren't at 40 yet, and that's why they picked it.
Yeah. People are going to get angry because that's just how the internet works.
Yeah, well, and it's like Blizzard's given us something and then they take it away. I can also see, and this just could be my optimistic side. I'm seeing this as Blizzard is trying to watch their end game. So actually, to me, this seems like a very insightful change on their part.
I agree. I mean, yeah, they originally had it at 40, they put it up to 50 because of what they predicted might happen. And now that they have more knowledge and they've looked into it a little bit more, they're deciding that 50 isn't such a requirement anymore. So now it's 40. We're kind of in a live with it kind of situation.
Yeah. And we can't forget that artifacts are probably going to go away after this expansion, so. So really. Oh.
We'll see on that. I mean, I for one am enjoying having this system.
Me too. It's nice having something that just keeps getting more powerful.
Yeah. Another form of progression, and it's different than... It really makes things easier for progressing your character. Because after a certain point, they can't keep adding talents to our characters beyond a certain point.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll start getting like homogenization, or it just starts to get away from what that character really feels like was supposed to happen. Like in terms of a warrior's abilities, we have a lot of stuff there that really feels like a warrior things. I can't really think of any other abilities they could add.
Yeah,
that would still feel like a warrior ability.
Well, and some of the talent squish goes back to my rumor that, and my theory I've heard that the eventual console launch of WoW. I know it sounds crazy, but if you think about it, we're using 5 buttons, so. I think I'm tangenting.
I don't think it'll ever happen.
Console launch, that's... No.
Okay, so I'm calling console launch in 7.4 Nomergon. So, I'll eat clam chowder if those don't happen.
Okay, if there is a 7.4 that is Nomergon and there is a console in there, I will buy you a prize.
Okay, that's good. But is it both or either or?
No, it has to be everything. Everything you said must come true.
Okay, sounds good.
And if all of that comes true, I'll buy you a prize.
That works.
I wouldn't hold your breath for that prize, Frasley.
Hey, be glad I'm not a goblin, because goblins never forget their debts. Or is that Lannisters?
I'm pretty sure it's Lannisters.
Okay.
Why not both? Why not both?
Anyways. But yeah, like, I'm at 35 artifact knowledge, and I'm doing fine myself, so I'm not feeling overly needful of extra stuff.
Well, I'm actually beating. I'm at 36.
I don't even know what I'm at. I'd have to log in to check, and I don't feel like logging in to check.
I thought I was behind on artifact knowledge, so to find out that 40 is the cap, I'm like, okay, I'm actually not doing too bad on content. Because I was on a cruise, and then the notification came up right as I got on the cruise, and it's like, I can't log into the app until I get back.
It happens. Happens to the best of us. But yeah, for me, like, I'm not overly pressed for artifact power at this point. Like, I don't even go out to do missions for artifact power. Pretty much, if I do a mission that has artifact power, it's coincidental. Like, oh, I was here anyway to do this other mission, that other world quest that gives me order hall resources. I guess I'll do this one as well. Oh, it gave me artifact power. Okay. I do a lot of missions, but I generally... I I prioritize my missions based on success chance more than the actual reward. So, yeah, whether it rewards artifact power is not really consequential to me.
No, see, for me, it's all about the reward. If I have at least a 70% chance of success, I'm usually attempting it.
Okay. I don't attempt it unless it's at least 150%. 150%. Preferring over 200% if I can.
Yeah. No, I can't do that.
I feel like it's wasting resources otherwise. Personally.
Yeah, well, I have Bloods of Sargeras for resources, that's fine.
Yeah, I have many alts that need those Bloods of Sargeras, though.
See, that's a problem I don't have.
Yeah, it's the alt-itis versus the maining.
Yeah. I focus on my main, that's pretty much it. Occasionally I'll, you know, dabble in my priest or my shaman, depending on my mood.
I did guess we could do some nephew today, though.
What's that?
He's currently maining a warrior, and he's planning to change that to a paladin.
That's terrible news.
He must die.
Oh. Oh, man.
The character, I mean.
Yeah, I didn't think you meant my nephew.
No, I meant the character. Is he Horde or Alliance?
Alliance.
Okay, so
it's... Oh, he's got something right, at least.
Yeah.
What kind of paladin? Like, what race?
I don't know.
Better be known.
Can't have known paladins.
Oh, you're right!
Yeah, I'm sorry. There are some things gnomes can't be. Sorry.
For now.
Forever.
We're finally hunters. Do you have to admit that?
I sadly do have to admit there are currently gnome hunters.
Yep, like mine. Gnome survival hunter.
Well, it's a melee you're right there. You to be a gnome hunter, you must be a survival. Your goal must be survival. Yes,
I went for like the ultimate, like niche is the wrong word. Outcast hunter. It's a gnome hunter and it's survival.
Yep, that is far on the outside of what is acceptable for a hunter.
Yeah.
All you guys playing bad classes. I can't believe it, guys. Come on.
I know, like paladins. Here.
Or fury warriors.
Like, no. Bad classes. I mean, that's just paladins and. Well, paladins.
Bad paladins. Oh, and warlocks.
The warlocks are okay.
Oh, yeah, true.
Paladins. I think that's it.
Hi, I'm a paladin. I'll just heal myself.
Yep, that's what I can do. I can heal myself.
Yep.
Again, and again, and again, and again. I will frustrate you before you'll kill me.
See, I don't need no healing. I'll just ignore the pain, and it doesn't happen.
Well, and in non-PvP, I've got pants that'll heal me. So. Or no, is it pants? Or one of my traits on arms can heal me by... So I have my own healing.
All right. We'll see. We'll see who'll win. You or me?
I mean, I'll probably win.
That's good. I'll deal you next week, but I think I got to do my hair something next week.
Right.
Oh, I will gladly duel you, Medros. Let's do this.
Silly warriors.
No, fantastic warriors.
Paladins without heals.
Yeah, because we don't need heals. We just get stuff done.
Yeah, like dying. Over and over. To a paladin.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll find out. Okay, we'll set something up. We'll do a duel.
Let's get ready to rumble!
And if you want to check out what I have, just so you know what you're getting yourself into, you can go over to Warcraft Logs and search up Baloran and Dalaran, because they have a fantastic new profile page set up. Gotta love their timing on that.
Everybody's got new profile pages set up.
What's that?
Everybody has new profile pages set up.
Yeah, and this one I'm liking a lot better than the one we get on the Warcraft site. First of all, I can actually see what traits I've picked for my artifact weapon, which is great. It also shows me what relics I have in there as well, so I know what's being boosted by my relics. I'm loving that. And I like that... losing train of thought now. The recent activity thing made a return. I like that. It also shows me my talents. And one thing I'm not... Oh, wait, no, it does show that. One thing that I really like about the way they've done their stats is, yes, it still has, you know, the percentage of your for your stats. So, like, I have a 25.9% crit, 23.1% haste, but it'll toggle so that I can see the ratings for that. So, see exactly how much crit and haste I have. So, I have 8,365 crit, 7,763 haste. So, my complaints about the Warcraft... But the Warcraft profile page still stand. Like, it doesn't explain, you know, what exactly, haste and mastery and versatility does. But at the same time, I don't expect that from Warcraft logs. If you're on a site like Warcraft logs, where you're trying to dig into your individual numbers for a fight and all that, odds are, you know what those stats are. You know what they do. I mean, I see Warcraft logs as a more advanced player would be as a tool a more advanced player would be using, whereas the profile pages on the Warcraft site, I mean, yeah. I looked at that all the time when I was just a beginner.
Yeah,
just because
it's kind of like LVUI versus default UI.
Yeah, I don't know, what do you guys think of the updated profile pages for Warcraft logs?
I do like the profile logs. I do miss the recent activity one. However, I don't miss not having... The one you showed me and Fan in Skype was too much for me. Too much information.
And that's fair. I mean, that's... Especially because you're not a person... You're not the type of player who's looking at all those stats and necessarily needs to know all those stats.
Right. It's useless information for me.
Okay.
But I do understand that is just a me thing. I know for a lot of people that information is really awesome to have. Just down a special snowflake, and I don't need that information. That's all.
One for me, I find it definitely is useful because, like, whenever I do raid, it's helpful for me to know can I get in the logs what I need to do different. So I'm glad that they pulled that information into the character page, too, so I can kind of see, oh, yeah. Here's what you're doing. Here's what you should. It's the same reason I used to think, like, ask Mr. Robot. Words tonight. I can't even words. But it's... I like all these tools that can do all the math for me, because I can't count.
I just love... I love it. Listeners use that, too. So much fun.
Yeah. I didn't really look at the old profile pictures for Warcraft logs, so I'm not sure what to compare it to. I'm not sure they had. I'm sure they had a profile page, but I like for example, it's telling me my best rating for each of the bosses, which is great. It's also showing me how terrible I am. Holy crap! There's a lot of great numbers there that just isn't good. It tells me my recent activity. Like I said, you can see I've been doing mythics. Getting a bunch of gear that's useless to me. It's a step in the right direction from the work from the profile pages on the Warcraft site.
Fair enough.
I can't think of too much more I would add to this.
Fair enough. All right. So, what's going up? Any big news this week? I can't think of anything. Can you guys?
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything.
I don't know. It wasn't in your destiny to hear it, Medros. It wasn't in your destiny to hear it.
Nope. I'm not a big believer in destiny.
I'll show you a whole new world for you and me. Just wait.
I hear enough Disney around my house. I don't need to hear it on this show.
Okay. And really, it's not a whole new world. It's the version 2 of what we already saw.
Well, why don't you tell us more about that, Frasley?
So, stepping away from the norm, Activision Blizzard has decided to add Destiny 2 to Battle.net or Blizzard app, whatever the thing's called nowadays. They've decided to add Destiny to it, and they were kind of saying that the Xbox and PS4 have their social structure, but that they didn't want to build their own system for PC. They instead decided to look at people who have been doing it really well, and they went with Battle.net for everything.
This kind of throws me. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's not a move that a lot of people expected. I mean, I thought they were stepping away from the Battle.net name, and there they are using it again. I did not expect that at all.
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, them using that specific name was a bit odd, because they have said they're moving away from it. But I think it was more of a use the word people recognize instead of some random word that people don't really get.
Okay.
That's my assessment, anyway. It's basically just like, you know, everybody calls it this, so let's just call it that, so that they know what we're talking about.
Even on Mac, it's still called Battle.net.
Is it? Because
the icon is Blizzard.
Yeah. It says Battle.net on Battle.net on my client as well. So, I mean, essentially it's the same thing. They're adding a non Blizzard created game to their launcher. I mean, they say that they're not planning anything else, but I can't imagine that they wouldn't be planning on some additional, or thinking about additional ways they can go, you know, travel this road a little bit further. If this becomes popular for the people who are planning to use this, if this edition is successful, then they might look at other games that, you know, might be interested in going on there, at least in the Activision world. I still think seeing a non-Activision game would be very surprising.
Yeah.
I mean, this is made by Bungie, but it's still an Activision-published game. Right. I don't want to see every Activision game on here, though. That would be frustrating for me.
Nah, keep Call of Duty off my launcher, please.
Exactly.
I was wondering, what is Call of Duty using for their engine? Are they using Steam?
Origin,
their...
I think, probably.
Okay.
That's, not Origin. Origin's EA.
Yeah.
I don't actually know what they're using for the PC stuff. Because it's Call of Duty. I never really paid attention.
That'd be a good question.
I will find out. I have Steam open.
All right, then. Good plan.
Store. Come on, load. Okay, you guys keep talking.
Well, and yeah, like I don't want to see Battle.net turn into Steam, because the one thing I do know, again, part of it's me being a huge Blizzard fan, but I know when I opened up the Blizzard app that any game in there has been vetted for quality. And apparently this shows at least that Blizzard believes Destiny to be up to their level of quality. It's just like, it still throws me. I mean it's like you're then competing with Overwatch for views as well, and are we seeing Blizzard turn into Activision more and more?
I mean I don't think that's the case. Just again, this is, first of all, Call of Duty, you can buy Call of Duty games on Steam. Looks like Blops 3 was on Steam. Just reading the FAQ about this release, one thing that they said is the reason they decided to go about doing this is because Blizzard has, you know, an established, successful global internet infrastructure that they use to support their games. So creating something like that for Destiny 2, which hasn't existed on the PC yet, like the franchise hasn't been on PC at all. It's been all PlayStation,
okay,
or whatever. Would have needlessly extended the development period for the game. Instead of developing their own infrastructure, they're piggybacking off of the Blizzard one.
And that's, and that is true. I mean, even if Call of Duty is using Steam as their back end, Call of Duty is not having to do a lot other than just matchmaking, whereas Destiny has to do matchmaking, friends, it has to do a ton of things in the background because it is an MMO.
Yeah. So, no, I don't think this is a sign of us seeing more Activision in the Blizzard clients. It's just one part of the company taking advantage of the existing resources of another part of the company.
Yeah.
I don't like seeing them bleed over, that's all.
Yeah. And that is one thing, because I was talking with somebody again about why I like Blizzard, and I said, because, again, I know a Blizzard game is quality.
Fair enough.
I am actually really looking forward to having this there, because, first of all, as they've clarified in their FAQ, I can use BlizzBox to buy Destiny 2.
Yeah, but which is... you here's why I think you like it, Toasty. I think you like it because you get to make money off of it.
I get to make gold off of it, yes. What was that? Like, I think it was on 130,000 for tokens?
That was the highest I've seen it in a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
What's it at now? Let's find that. WowToken.info. 118. See, that's still high. Huh. Interesting. Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to, because people are going to be buying these tokens so that they can buy Destiny with gold. I am all for that.
And I think it was like Redzian earlier in the week was saying how every token is $5. So if we're wondering about Blizzard's financial success, even though Blizzard is Activision Blizzard, Blizzard is still going to make a pretty good amount of money off of this.
Oh yeah, especially for the people who are funding their purchase with WoW tokens.
Yeah. Yeah, 124 as of like 7:15 a.m. on Saturday. No, it's 118. European realms is like 212. Chinese realms is 405. Taiwan's at 278.
That's crazy to me.
I would love that. Give me Asian prices, Blizz.
No.
Well, and somebody explained to me why Asian realms are typically much higher, because if you're already paying for the internet cafe time, every minute that you're in there is valuable. So they'd rather pay more, whereas we can log in at any time because we have internet access.
Yep, exactly.
I should farm for gold. Oh, I'm watching Netflix. And the one thing I am hoping for is a in-game item in other games. Because if they do, I'm buying Destiny 2.
I mean, I was going to buy Destiny 2 regardless. I've been, like, that's one game that I've been wanting to try for a good long time. But I couldn't justify buying a PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 3 just to use that. I mean, my brother uses those now. I got one for Christmas. I got a PS3 for Christmas for a few years ago. He used it more than I did, because that's when I started really getting into PC gaming.
Yeah, like I think we've all kind of said the same thing. I don't want this to dilute what we see in the launcher. I don't want to see every freaking game in the world there. I don't want them to become Steam version 2.
Or even even the recent PS4 and Xbox. I've been seeing what they've been putting on PS4 and Xbox. Some of that stuff is garbage. I know that's developers, but if, I mean, all the other marketplaces are becoming a lot full of just garbage.
Yeah, I want good stuff, Blizzard.
Coming next fall, Barbie's Adventure and Bella.
Yeah.
Don't joke about that. That's You're not right. funny.
It'll probably happen.
No.
Now you just brought the whole show down there, Frazzly. Good job.
Yeah, I'm a no. What do you expect? I'm short.
You don't want me to answer that question. You really don't want me to answer that question.
Yeah, no.
All right. Let's move along then, shall we? And, to our second sponsor. And this time we're actually doing a sponsorship message that's read by Frazzly.
Yeah, and this sponsor, I love it. today's show is also brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. And this week, I've got a book that I started reading, and I can't stop it. It's about an MMO in a virtual reality. It feels like Ready Player One in a sense, and it's called Awaken Online. And do you have an audio clip for it?
Yep.
October 7th, 2076. 6 days after the release of Awaken Online. Chris ran desperately through the dead forest. Thick black clouds hovered in the sky, obscuring the sun and casting the forest in an almost impenetrable darkness. He could just barely make out the gnarled, leafless branches of the trees around him. His heart raced. He began to panic as he considered what was chasing him. The images of the dead and dying were burned into his mind. The fear pushed him to run faster. His breath came in heavy, ragged gasps, and his legs pumped frantically. His stamina was depleting swiftly as he struggled against the weight of the heavy mail he wore. Chris heard the screams behind him, but he didn't turn to look. He knew that they were the men in his contingent. Their group had gotten separated from the main army.
Awaken Online. It's the first book, and I believe it's the series. There's two books so far. They've released the second one, and ever since I started reading it, I can't stop reading it, or listening to it.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, it has a lot of stuff actually that I want them to add to WoW. I mean, there's like a lot of features. I'm like, ooh, that would be cool. It's a fantasy MMO in the future. But yeah, that is Audible, and we thank them for being our sponsor. They're incredible. I'm addicted.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely check them out at bit.ly/ATA2017. All right, now Toasty, you have permission to give something away.
All right, let's start by playing the clip from last week.
Okay.
Thank you, High Lord. Now, challengers, I will begin the ritual of summoning. When I am done, a fearsome Doomguard will appear.
Now, Frasley, I want you to name who that is, with all of the show notes.
Oh. Too late. That is Willifred Fizzlebang. And the winner is at Dacom Pressa.
All right. Antosi, shall we play the next clip?
Yes, sir.
Not if we're caught up in it. Why weren't you running? What have you been doing with your hand in the well?
All right, and as usual, all answers must be submitted via Twitter using the hashtag ATATrivia. All correct answers will be entered into a random draw for next week's prize. All right, so we didn't have quite a traditional question, the usual type of question of the week as we usually did last week. Instead, we opted to conduct a poll as to what our viewers would, and listeners would appreciate us doing in the event we have a slow news week as we've had the past couple of weeks. All right, so at 23%, skip a week was the third place. 30% of the people who answered would like us to just continue doing the show, even if it's a shorter one. And 47% would like us to do a Twitch gaming stream. So, we will keep that in mind in the event that we don't have a lot to talk about during the show.
Well, and I liked Erlina's idea about doing a naked gnome run.
That's good to know. All right, so, yeah, our next question of the week. What direction would you like to see the WoW narrative take for the next expansion?
Yeah, and I picked this question of the week inspired by a post I saw on Reddit, basically saying, you know, we've had a couple expansions where, you know, it's kind of been a darker set of stories for Warcraft. You know, it's very race against time. The world is crashing down around us, we need to act fast kind of thing. They were comparing that to the storyline we saw in Mists of Pandaria, where it's very I don't want to say upbeat, but it's not quite as dark as what we've had the past two expansions. It was a very bright atmosphere to a good chunk of that content, and it was exploring a new land and seeing the storylines there. And I guess that's kind of what I want to know from people. What kind of atmosphere, what direction would you like to see WoW take for whatever the next expansion is? And personally, I'd like to see something like the exploration thing, where we're exploring untold story and just getting the lay of a new land and experiencing their people and all that stuff. What about you guys?
I want to see World of Farmville, where the entire day is spent farming, laying out plots on land, and you know, ever increasing larger sizes of work to do, and that's what I want. I want a lazy day on the farm.
I mean, okay.
No. I know Zynga or King is owned by Activision. No.
I think you guys are being very narrow-minded here.
But I want to keep raiding. I enjoy raiding.
You can raid vermin. Larger and larger vermin.
Well, what about a compromise then? What about we do the exploration with ships and stuff like that, and then there's an app where you can do the farming on your app when you're either while you're on your raid or when you're not playing WoW. And that way we can use the King acquisition by Activision to do all the other stuff with no in-app purchases. Our subs should pay for that. I don't want to be like, hey, $5 for that.
All right, well, fine. Steve, what's your idea, since you don't like my idea?
I already said what I'd like. I like something similar to what we had with Mist, exploring a new world and, you know, getting to know their people and their culture and all that other stuff.
How about you, Fresley?
Well, it'll start the way you all think, but then it's gonna change for a good reason. The answer involves Nomergon, but it involves all of the lands. What if we do it, the bright, cheerful land, but things are being restored. We're fixing the things of the Cataclysm. We're kind of fixing things, and then like ship battles, sailing around, and all of the Cataclysm areas are redone again in better graphics and things like that. And we restore Nomergon. We finally fix the Blood Elf City. I mean, there's so many things in WoW that are ruined that don't need to be ruined anymore.
Ruin everything.
Nah. Death and destruction everywhere.
Death to all.
Okay, Deathwings.
Burn.
Don't let me get up my old soundboard. Don't make me do that. You wouldn't like me with my soundboard.
Okay.
I would agree.
Alright.
So that's about it. I'm still hoping to have some updates by the end of the month for Patreon. End of the month is in a week and a half. So holding out hope that I can have some time this week or next weekend to lay everything out and be able to announce the new Patreon stuff next week on the show, just as an update for you guys. But definitely check out patreon.com/allthingsaz for that. Shout outs. What do you have a shout out there, Toasty?
Fresley, thanks for coming out. It was great having you on the show.
Oh, thank you. It's been an honor again. I mean, it's always fun, and the time just flies.
Oh, and of course, to Hardcore Casuals on Dalaran Alliance side. You guys are fantastic. Totally not plugging the guild at all.
Of course not, because you wouldn't do that without being part of a Patreon.
I am part of Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon. But that's not in Patreon yet.
Well, yeah. So I'm doing it while I still can.
Gotcha. All right. My shout-out goes to Frasley as well and to Fandeth, who couldn't be here, but he'll be back in a couple weeks because he won't be here next week either. So, but we'll have him back soon. Promise. All right, and I will do the outro this week, since, Toasty, you did the intro already. So, if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, our number is 1-785-ATA-WOW-5. That's 1-785-282-9695. You can send us emails at show@allthingsazeroth.com. If you like to, if you like what we do here, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. It's allthingsaz. And our Twitter is at allthingsaz. Mine is at Medros. Fandeth is at P-H-A-N-D-E-T-H. And at Toasty Posty Can for Toasty. Frasley is at
Frasley-tastic. Yeah, at Frasley-tastic.
All right, and at Dawnforge for the network. And please do check out the other shorts from the Dawnforge Productions Network, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse. So we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of the world. Eh, Destiny's overrated.
Okay, on the other side of Nashville beating the Ducks.
All right, then.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2017. Find us online at thedawnforge.com.